You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, March 20th, 2017, week 197 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
I totally blanked out, like, what day?
It's like, wait a second.
I didn't realize that. We normally put the full date.
Yeah.
And I didn't on the notes.
Didn't this time. It throws you off.
Yeah, I'm straight up. I've turned into Ron Burgundy. Yeah.
It'll put a random date up there.
Like, one time. Yeah, I'll be like, it is December 32nd.
2023.
23. Week. Bye. Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop. Of Destiny Pizza, I'm Drew Patel. So, yeah, I have turned into a robot. I am just a drone. Doing whatever I'm told. So since it's Monday, let's go into what we do on Destiny Pizza. As you know, hopefully, we're an entertainment podcast.
Try to be.
We try to be an entertainment. Well, we are. The subject matter is entertainment.
True. Okay. Whether we're entertaining
is another subject altogether. Another question, I guess. So we talk about entertainment news. Not too gossipy, though, right? Like, I mean, like, we're not talking about, like, oh my god, this person. Like, we're not going to talk about the fact that Ben Affleck got out of rehab this week.
I mean, we just did, but.
But it might not have to do.
They need, like, we're.
Like, not we're not TMZ.
Yeah.
We're, like, Nerdist? Like, news. Like, not, like, the podcast.
No.
But, like, the news aspect.
Yes.
Because we don't.
We're like, basically Slash Film, the podcast.
No, because Slash Film has a podcast.
And they do, and it's not like this.
But it's not like this. We're like Slash Film News, the podcast.
Yes.
And then, like, every so often, we talk about, like, our own opinions, which is Slash Film, the podcast. Without,
exactly.
But we don't have guests like they do. Like, they get crazy guests.
And yeah.
Like,
and then we have three other days where we don't talk about news, so.
We talk about, like, what's in theaters that week.
Yeah.
That's pretty important, in my opinion.
I guess that's news. It's new, so it's news.
Yeah.
I guess.
And it's information.
Yeah.
And we're definitely real.
Not fake news.
We're not fake news.
These movies are really coming out, guys.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes we're fake news because the news is fake, and sometimes the news just never happens.
Yeah.
It's not our fault that they say they're going to make a movie and they don't. At the time, they thought they were.
Yeah.
So. That's the movie.
And, like, sometimes we do report on rumors. Be like, oh, this is rumored to, like, because, like, yeah. A lot of the stuff is very secret.
Yeah. Because sometimes guys say things and they're like, this guy doesn't know anything.
Yeah. But we're going to talk about some news that one dude, remember that guy was like, oh, yeah, I was in a meeting with Warner Brothers.
Yes.
And he's like, I didn't think, like, they were going to, like, people were going to focus on that one bit of news. He's like, I was talking about, like, the fact that, like, we're catering to, like, Chinese audiences too much.
Mm-hmm.
And that was right.
Yeah.
Well, kind of. Because he said they weren't going to do a rewrite because they didn't care. Because they're like, we're going to make money with the Chinese anyways.
Yeah.
But no, it looks like they're wrong.
Nope, they don't. The
USA!
I think there's almost so much they can take from the bashing of, like...
Everyone?
They're like, it's going to get tired and old and people are going to give up on you. They only give you so much rope and then they're like...
And eventually you're going to hang from that rope.
Yeah.
So yeah, we talk about superhero and Star Wars news on Mondays. Tuesdays, we talk about everything else, and that's the leftovers. Sometimes it's a little stale. Sometimes it's a little rehashed.
Mm-hmm.
So, as leftovers do. Sometimes you have to get creative with it, which we do not do with our leftovers.
We just keep it basic leftovers. Reheat it,
throw in the microwave, in a microwave-safe container. Blasted for like a minute and a half, realize you do not consider what you're reheating, and sometimes it's too hot.
You're like, I just do everything minute and a half in the microwave. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong, but
I don't change
my ways. Change
it, and I never put more time on it. I'll eat it cold.
No.
That is my fault.
I have one way to reheat things.
Yeah. Sometimes it's too hot, sometimes it's too cold. Yeah, so then Wednesdays we do We Viewed Reviewed, where we talk about, like, that's our segment, that really. Well, not really, but, like, that's when we give ratings. That's very opinion.
All out opinion, of eight. I guess.
But I think we're pretty, like, we're on the, like, we're pretty, like, on the line. I don't think there's ever been anything that we're, like, people hated it and we're like, we love it.
Yeah.
Either of us love it. Like,
yeah. A couple of things here or there, we're like, oh, I like that a little bit more than more people, or I hated that a little bit more than
like everyone else because everyone's stupid.
Like, yeah, it's not our fault. People are dumb.
Yeah, but for the most part, I think we're pretty.
We got the pulse.
Yeah. That's what you can get with Destiny Pizza. You get a feel on the pulse. And then discussion on Wednesdays, where we talk about a random thing that, like, that's very us.
Yeah.
Like, this week's discussion is Dreamcasting the Genie for the new live action, where we talk about who we'd want to see as the Genie, and then we talk about that a little bit. Thursday is America's Sweetheart, where we crown someone America's Sweetheart. Well, I crown them America's Sweetheart. And then Mike tries to guess who they are based on trivia about the person. So that's a weird way to learn about the person, to learn very weird facts about the person. I should just go over basic stuff. Be like, this person was born in this city. But that's impossible to guess. And then we figure out the height.
Well, some of the hints you gave me are still impossible for me.
Well, yeah, but it's like, you could care less if the person was born in, like, Dearborn, Michigan. That's not going to help you guess.
Yeah,
like,
true. Who the person it'd be is. Interesting. It's an interesting fact, though.
If they were born in Dearborn, Michigan?
Yeah. I was like, oh,
it's interesting to see how they got out here.
Yeah, I like to know where people are from. I'm like, oh.
I'm like, wow, okay. They made it out of that place and made it big?
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, this guy's just from LA.
Yeah, like, this person was born and raised in Bel Air. Like,
it's like, okay.
And then we also do This Week in Movies in the Now, where we talk about movies that are coming out that day, like that night. And Trailer Talk, where we talk about trailers we saw. Then Fridays, we do Netflix recommendations. And Freestyle Friday, where we talk about whatever we want. And throughout the week, we tell you what's new on Netflix. For some reason, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, I like it.
I don't know. Should we branch out and also do what's on Amazon, Hulu?
Because, like, when's the last... Do you have Amazon Prime?
Well, my parents have Prime, so I use their account
sometimes. Do you watch Amazon streaming services?
I don't really watch any of their original... I watched Man in the High Castle. That's, like, the one thing I've watched on the streaming.
But, like, do you ever browse their streaming service? Because sometimes, like...
I have
the few times
actually couple weeks.
You have?
A little bit, yeah. But it's hard to, like,
navigate. It's not as user-friendly as Netflix.
Yeah. It's, like, not... Yeah, it's just harder to use.
Even Hulu. I use Hulu to watch Rick and Morty and Happy Endings.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, they're easier to navigate through TV shows on... Movies on Hulu.
But even then, I feel like I have to search more often than on Netflix.
Yeah.
If I give it long enough, I can get to where I want without having to use that search.
Yeah.
Especially on, like, an Apple TV, because when you have to type with an Apple TV, it sucks.
I think just Netflix must have a better algorithm. Like, they know what you want before you want it.
Yeah.
Type of thing. Where I feel like Amazon won't, like, nobody else learns. So you have to, you never know what's on there because you're like, how do I find it?
Yeah.
It's the hardest part. There's no, like, they don't really have catalogs on there, do they?
On
like, even on Netflix, like, a catalog, like, here's everything. Like, I can't like go, like,
of all?
Give me A through Z, like, titles of all of your content.
No way.
Like.
That'd be insane.
Why?
Because it's so much.
I know, but it feel like.
Just getting to letter B would take you forever, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, you can do it through letters. You scroll through A through Z at the top, and then you scroll through the letters.
Well, if you just do search, because it's like a live
that's
search,
the same thing,
if you do
A, that's true.
Then you'll get all the results.
But I want a whole list. I don't know. I just want to.
Like, you want to export it as, like, an Excel file or something?
Well, because I want to, like, choose something random. They should have a shuffle too, but, like, just go through them randomly, and, like, put my finger down on a button and go through all the lists and then stop and then play something.
You could do that. It would just take, like, two clicks instead of one.
Yeah, but then I have
to search. Type in a random. Yeah, you just search for a random.
Yeah,
letter.
But I don't want to do it like that. I want to start from the beginning and just stop at a point. But there is no beginning of Netflix.
No,
unless I individually start with A and then go down and then go B. I mean, that's the only way. But I don't want to do that. I want it to be there and ready.
Well,
for
I guess
me.
You could feel like what is today, and you're like, okay, well, today is like a D letter, Or like yeah, a D-Day.
I guess that's the only way I can do it, is if I, on like, D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day.
No, like you choose like a letter for the day.
Yeah.
And then you just scroll.
Yeah, but...
They should have a random, like, I'm feeling lucky button.
Yeah.
But there's like so much content on
that's
Netflix.
I think that's a problem too for like, is like children or like...
Well, no, because they have like Netflix
kids. I know
kids.
They have a Netflix kids thing.
But like for us, like you could... There's it's a also very like, good chance that you're going to be on like some Israeli soap opera. And
yeah.
You're like, I don't want to watch this.
And or it's a Mexican stand-up special.
That you have no idea that it... Like there's no... You,
yeah, there's so much on Netflix
telling
that,
you that it's in Spanish.
I feel like Netflix just hides a lot from you. Like you can't find stuff unless you know what you're looking for.
Yeah.
They like gear stuff towards you, so you're like... Oh, I never even knew that was on Netflix.
It's very much like a curated service. It's like how I recommend things.
Yeah. Which is good in a sense, because like, I don't want to be bombarded with stuff I don't want. Like, if I find out it's on Netflix, I can search for it and it's still there, but it's not going to pop up in my face all the time.
Well, the problem, though, is if there's stuff that is on Netflix that you would never know is on Netflix.
Yeah, that's the hard part. It's like, I would like this, and they haven't quite nailed me down 100% on what I like.
Because you're a constantly changing person.
Yeah. So it's always going to be like I wouldn't watch Meat Eater would probably never pop up for me.
Meat Eater didn't pop up for me.
Yeah. So like,
I had to search it out.
That's what I'm saying.
Which
is my problem. That doesn't fit into their formula of what
which
you would watch.
Which it should though.
But you think
because it's a good, because I watch food documentaries. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I was saying. More for you, it may have.
But it didn't.
But it didn't,
I didn't know.
Exactly.
I found out this week how long Meat Eater was on Netflix, and it's been mm-hmm. over 5 months.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I didn't find it until like a month ago.
Yeah, it's just it's hidden, which is good and bad because you don't have to search
which
through
is,
everything.
But if you think
like,
about it, it's even crazier is because I've seen all of the Joe Rogan stand-up specials on Netflix, and he's
yeah,
on
that's what
three
you
of the episodes of
it.
Meat Eater.
Yeah, like there should be some feature where it's like.
And I'm
like,
pretty
I've
sure
scrolled,
I've all
those
Joe
I've
Rogan
scrolled through
titles.
All your stuff. Let me, like, give me new whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you do that or if they want to.
Well, they
to
had
that
for the PS4, right? They had that one thing
yes,
that we
yeah.
talked about a long time ago where they it was did. Like, you talk to it and you're like, recommend me something.
Yeah. They yeah. did have that.
That's the problem.
So I think eventually, though, I think they're just, they're edging their way where like they don't want to scare people too much.
What do you mean? Like how
as far
scare
as
me?
It, well, if you're if they, they it knows you so well, you're like
it thinks
kind
it
of
knows
a,
me.
It thinks it knows
that's
you.
That's the thing. Because one
you're
time
like, I don't want them collecting all this data.
No, but one time I watched or I was looking through and I was like, oh, like Japanese ramen shop adventure. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
I turn it on. I found out it's a Japanese soap opera set in a ramen shop. I didn't want to watch that.
Weird.
That does not interest me.
Yeah.
But it's interesting
I'm sure
because it's like ramen.
And then maybe I'm giving it too much credit, thinking it's as good as it is, like at predicting.
Yeah.
And that, like, it'll pop up stuff like that where you don't even really want it, but it thinks you do.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know how accurate, like, I doubt it knows if you clicked on a show, watched it for 10 seconds, turned it off, it may just, like, still loop that in. Or if you watch a show all the way through, is it the same if I watch one episode as compared to like all the episodes, or if I accidentally clicked on it as opposed to watch the whole series or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like no one, I guess the whole thing is they got a mystery behind their whole like, we don't have rating, we don't know, or we got stars but we don't have like
which
we don't
we're
know how
about
many
tomorrow.
People watched
we're gonna
it.
Talk about how their rating yes. system works tomorrow because yes. they just changed that apparently.
Yeah,
I don't know if
we just saved some of this for the leftovers.
Yeah.
Actually,
so let's talk about some superhero news because mm-hmm. that's what Mondays are for.
Yeah.
Man of Steel 2, Warner Brothers wants Matthew Vaughn, who's the director of Kick-Ass, X-Men First Class, and the Kingsman the Secret Service, to direct it. They want to add some excitement
yeah.
to their franchise.
A good director. I like all those movies, so...
Yeah, he didn't direct Kick-Ass 2, which is important to say.
Yeah, Kick-Ass 1's better. I feel like Warner Brothers comes out with a lot of, we want this guy.
Yeah.
Like, they want Mel Gibson, they always say they want people. They don't always get who they want.
No. Well, they got that one guy. They got, what's his name, for Batman?
Do they want Ben Affleck?
No, they wanted Matt Reeves.
Oh, do they want him? Was that a...
Yeah, because remember, he was in talks, and then it came out that he like said no, and
yeah.
now and he's directing.
They're like, we really want him. I think the whole thing about that was like, he wanted more control or something.
Which he got.
Yeah, like he wanted more, like he says, like David Ayer and like other people didn't have complete control, and that they ended up getting some weird cut of the movie.
Yeah.
Even Batman vs. Superman, I guess. I assume the Zack Snyder cut. I mean, obviously it's not going to be 3 hours, but...
I bet it'd be like six.
Yeah. It's like the ultimate deluxe rated R. Rated that's X what,
that
edition.
That was, remember that was rumored for a long time. That was like a 4 hour movie.
Well, it was rumored to be split into two movies at one point. I was like, oh my gosh, that is two movies would be the worst idea ever. It's like what if that was two movies and you just like the build up, you're like, this is awful. And then you see the second one, like, this is still awful. What's going
on? Well, it'd be cool if the first movie was truly Batman versus Superman.
Yeah. And then they change, and then it's like, and then it's first like, Doomsday.
And then like Doomsday second, comes in.
Yeah. That would be a more evenly split movie too, because then you can, like, instead of rushing it in the last half hour, 20 minutes or whatever.
And that would make the death of Superman more significant to Batman.
Yeah, because they could be on a team for more than 2 seconds.
Yeah, because they're like, you guys only connected for like a minute before he died.
So. Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to fail him. Yeah, I just tried to kill him 2 seconds ago, but I'm not.
Until I found out that he was calling for a woman who was also the name of my mother.
He has a mom too,
and his name is the same. We're like brothers.
This can't be a coincidence. He's like, he ends up thinking that's his mom. It's Mars. She's still alive.
That's my brother.
I get it now. She moved to. She went to Smallville, Kansas. I mean, it all makes sense. She didn't really get shot.
She was stepping out on my father.
But that's okay because I'm my brother.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and that's a movie I want to see.
That's yeah. Exactly. Where they're like half brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. There should be a storyline like that in the comics.
There should be.
Batman, Superman brothers.
What? That would be interesting. Because, like, you can't, if you're Superman, you can't be like, oh, well, you guys give him all the technology. Well, he's a normal person.
He needs it.
You're a super person, like an alien.
You can hear everybody if you want to.
Yeah. That'd be interesting to see. Plus, it would, do you think that would change Batman at all? Because, like, then he has a family.
Yeah, you wouldn't be Batman anymore, I don't think.
No, but then
he'll be still super smart, probably. But
then, like, why did Batman's parents take him to the theater? Like, if Superman was there, he would definitely have stopped the mugger.
I don't know about that. If it's Jonathan Kent, like, he'd be like, "No, don't see."
Yeah,
he's got a bullet. Now I want to see that scene. Where's little Clark Kent?
Because he has to be like much younger Clark Kent.
Yeah, really young Clark Kent going to the theater. His parents are about to get shot, and he's like, "Don't."
Yes. I got this.
I got this. Oh man.
It's like what's his name from Walking Dead? Like it's
Negan,
his,
yeah. Or, yeah. Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's like, no.
He's like, don't.
Don't, Clark.
Fun stuff.
Nick Fury news. This is pretty interesting. Ooh. Sam Jackson pretty much confirms a solo Nick Fury movie in Phase 4. He was on a radio show giving an interview. And they're talking about, it was like some like, I forgot what the, it was like a rap music station or something like that. Where Sam Jackson was giving an interview, I think. And they're like, where were you during Captain America Civil War? Which is weird. Can you imagine like 20 years ago? Not 20 years ago. Let's say like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That like a rap station would be interviewing Samuel Jackson about a comic book movie.
So weird.
Anyways.
That's what's funny about when like Kong Skull Island came out, because there's like 5 Marvel people in there. So they're just like bombarding them all with Marvel questions.
Yeah.
It's like, what's Loki doing? They're like, where's Captain Marvel?
Yeah.
All that.
It's
weird stuff.
So it's like...
it's like, they're not the writers and they don't know.
They don't know anything.
Yeah.
So they're asking him where he was and he's like, you know, like the reason... Samuel L. Jackson's like, you know, the reason I wasn't there is I was still looking for Red Skull and stuff. He's like, I know, or I think he said earlier, he's like, yeah, I got a movie and, no, he doesn't say movie for a second. He says like, he pretty much says like, oh yeah, like you're going to see more of me in Phase 4 and they're going to be talking about what I was doing during Civil War. Cause I was out looking for Red Skull and stuff. He's still out weird. There. And then he like, he realized what he said.
He's like, oh no.
And then he like stopped talking.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no one really thought Red Skull was dead. We got like absorbed in the cube or something, or teleported. He either teleported somewhere or like whatever, but that's interesting thing, like Nick Fury versus Red Skull. I don't see the...
I don't see the possibility of that.
Where's the connection there? Where's the...
Hydra.
Why would he be look... Yeah, Hydra, I guess. He's trying to...
He's like, oh, I'm going to take down Hydra. You took what the one thing I loved, and that was S.H.I.E.L.D. You took it away from me.
That's true. That's a good point.
Or what if he's like, you're my boss? Like a black guy just goes up to like one of the Nazis, and he's like, hey. Nick Fury reporting for duty. Like,
yeah, I mean, he's doing something. I don't know. He didn't really clear up what he was doing in Age of Ultron where he showed up. He's like...
What if it's like really sad, though? Like, what if it's Red Skull, like in one of those, like... Do you remember in Civil War when we see all those like other, they weren't Bucky, but there were like other people in giant tanks.
Yeah,
and he just like unplugs it, and like that's how he killed them.
Yeah, that's
like
the
what
movie.
If like yeah,
we
like,
found him.
We find out like Red Skull's just like not really Red Skull controlling it, but it's like another guy who's like so obsessed with Hydra that he thinks he's working for Red Skull and he's running everything, and then he just goes over and just like it's like a nerdy guy. He punches the nerdy guy and he just unplugs the tank. And the nerdy guy's like, no, what have you done?
Who's keeping him alive?
Who's keeping him alive?
He just kills him.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty brutal.
That's what's going to happen.
I want to see it.
That'd be weird, man.
It'd be really weird.
It'd be sad, I think. Like, he's just, like, overweight. He's kind of, like, fat because, like, the guy didn't get the nutrients right and he's, like, overfeeding him.
It's like fat interesting, Red Skull interesting like way to go.
In a pod.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really weird, man.
Yeah.
I'd be interested in that, though.
Yeah, I'd watch it. I mean, you got me Marvel Studios.
Yeah, you already have me sold.
Like, yeah.
I'm willing to put up with a lot. Thor Ragnarok news. Kevin Feige talked about Jane Foster because she's not going to be in Ragnarok. Natalie Portman's character. So here's a quote that says what she's doing, but not.
Not really.
We wanted Thor to encounter somebody that was near his equal. And that his relationship with Jane may have evolved into unexpected ways in between the Dark World and Ragnarok. And we wanted to pit him against a character who was much more his equal and in many ways his superior, says Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige. Valkyrie is trying not to embrace any sort of Asgardian heritage that she has. Thor thinks maybe that will create a bond between them, and on the contrary, she wants to forget it all entirely. So... is there some sort of romance between Thor and Valkyrie?
I'm sure that's what they're doing.
That's stupid.
They're like, I don't know what the Jane fought. I don't know how they do that without her. Just they break up off screen or something.
He's cheating on her.
That's so weird. Maybe they just do that. I don't think Marvel would do something like that though.
He gets a text message.
He's like, it's over. No, I left Asgard. I was the king.
Yeah. I have lost my kingdom, and I have lost Jane Foster.
It's like, geez, like, I'll wait you out. I mean, you're going to be dead in, like, 7 years. That's nothing to me. Like, yeah. Let me just live your life with you. Like, no, I'm okay. It's cool.
In that way, then he should have just stayed in the picture.
Yeah, he can just stay around.
And you just like, wait it out.
Exactly. He's like, I don't care.
It's like a pimple or something. You're just like, well.
Yeah, it's like, I got all the time in the world.
Yeah, in a few days, I'll just be gone.
Exactly.
And I'll still be king of Asgard.
It's not going to be matter to me. And that's probably why he left. He's like, I'll just go back to Asgard 7 years later. And
like, how bad does it have to be where like you can't just wait it out?
I don't know. It's a weird thing about Thor is like his time is so different than like a human's time. I feel like so much stuff happens to him in a short amount of time.
Yeah, exactly. Like Asgard is really action-packed. Like, I don't think I would want to live
exactly.
a life like that.
It's a lot of
like
people,
a second.
There's like...
His father, like, dying.
Yeah, his mother dying. Well, he doesn't know his dad.
He loses his king. Okay, well, okay, first of all, he gets banished.
Yes.
His mom dies.
Yeah. Like, they attack the city, like, the whoever...
Like,
well, the frost giants invade, and then the... Dark Elves invade.
So two invasions, banishment, and the loss of a mother, all in what is considered a second of his lifetime.
Yeah, it's so shit. It's like so quick. It's like, wow, there's a lot going on in Asgard. It's pretty...
Like, could you imagine if you woke up one day, we had a terrorist attack by two different organizations,
yeah,
your mom dies, and you get kicked out of the family, all within a day.
Yeah.
Not even a day, like an hour.
Yeah. That's just a quick... That is pretty crazy.
And, oh yeah, by the way, you're, like, Donald Trump's kid.
And, like, and then your brother betrays you. He tries to invade another planet. It's like a lot's going on in this time. And now you're going to get banished to another planet to fight in a gladiator battle.
And that's all considered in a second of your life.
Yeah. It's just all like snapshot. Oh, okay. Like this is happening.
Oh, by the way, you're also fighting off like a robot who got really smart.
Yeah. Like, like that, what's the other 1,000 years of Thor? Was it like really boring? He's like, I'm just training for like years on end. Yeah, because
in Thor 1, he seems like to be doing fine. Even the battles that he is doing are like fun battles for him. Like,
yeah.
Like he's like overpowered.
That's why it's crazy. His personality like changed. Sort of like on it, like he was like impetuous.
That was puberty. I think so. Puberty.
It's like on a dime, he like became a pretty different character.
He became like very mature.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, like you think some things would see, it would take, like, I don't know if things are snapshot. Like they do a flashback scene where him and Loki are kids. Are they kids for like 10 years, like 20 years, like us, and then they stay old for a long time? Or are they like kids for like hundreds of years?
You have to think it's hundreds of years.
But that's just weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they're...
Could you imagine if like puberty lasted like hundreds of years?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
That would be
but,
horrible.
Like, it would just feel normal to them.
Yeah, they're just like, oh yeah.
But like,
I've just been having wet dreams for hundreds of years.
But is it weird to them to be like, oh, like once you get to that eight, like, because once you get to be like 1,000 years old and someone's 1,000 years older than you, but you look the same age, is it like that weird to date a person 1,000 years? Older than you, or is that like you got? Do they have different age range where they're like, oh, that makes sense for Asgardians?
Exactly. I don't know,
because obviously they don't care that Thor's like, he doesn't care that he's 4,000. Jane Foster's like 30s, so like he doesn't care about that.
What if that's the thing though that we don't realize is that Thor is a dirty old man?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm so old.
He's like, I'm old, man. I love them young girls.
I can't.
Where I come from.
Yeah, 30-year-olds in my world, they're children. I can't. That's gross.
Not even children. They're like toddlers.
Yeah, I'm not. That's not happening. But
first
like,
scene, he comes to Earth. He's like, where's your diaper?
So you're also young. This whole world, everyone's a child.
He meets, what's the scientist's name? He's like, wow, you're still in a diaper. You must be Asgardian.
He's like, this world is crazy.
Yeah.
The way he likes it, he's like, oh, filled with children. This is so much fun.
He's like, oh, like in Thor the Dark World, he's like, oh, he's running around naked.
This makes sense.
I remember when I used to run around naked when I was 80.
Oh, man.
He's just so confused by everything. Yeah, that's what they should be doing.
That's what they should.
Call us up, Kevin Feige. We got your next.
Give me these stories, man. That's what they're missing in Thor.
That's why Thor movies underperform.
They haven't been diving into the deep questions.
They just want people to be confused by it. I want to see more confusion from a god's point of view.
Exactly. Me too.
The Batman news. Okay, so it's apparently been delayed due to Matt Reeves' prior commitments to Apes, because I guess he has to direct the next one.
Oh, really? Is he?
Apparently. Oh. Unless Apes is something else.
I think it may be like he's still working on the one that's coming out in theaters in July.
Yeah, perhaps,
I think that's what it is. He's still working on that one.
No, I know. That doesn't make sense, though.
Yeah, because like, the post-production.
That should be like barely anything.
I don't think they're like, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Let's see. I don't even know if they've announced another Planet of the Apes movie. I mean, obviously, I'm sure they're going to make more. Let's see. All right. Let's see if I can find a sequel announcement. Yeah, I don't see anything. Anyways. He's working on one of those apes stuff.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm going to look up
the article where it says or whatever.
Oh, I'm just going to look up Matt Reeves.
Yeah, that's one way.
Because maybe it's not just that, but like also promotion and stuff. I could see that taking a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see anything.
Well, Well,
anyways,
it's a Warner Brothers movie, right? One of the Apes. Pretty sure it is.
Oh yeah, in October 2016, it was announced that a fourth Planet of the Apes film is already being planned.
Ah, there you go.
Because Andy Serkis said about possible sequels, he said it might be three films, it could be four, it could be five, who knows?
Huh.
And that was the journey will continue, and that was in mid-November 2014.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, unless this one, I mean, it's always until one bombs.
Yeah,
they'll keep making them.
A very American way.
Yeah. But like, we're not going to stop while... You never quit while you're ahead.
No. Has he been directing all of them, or is it only the last
one?
He
only did the last one in this one. He didn't do the first one.
It's crazy. Did I see the second one? I didn't see the third one.
The third one's not out yet.
That's, I didn't see the second one.
That's the Dawn.
Yeah.
It's a lot of reading. They're doing a lot of sign language. The apes.
Yeah, I can't get into
it. James Franco's like in it.
Dead.
Kind of.
Yeah, he's like a...
He's like on the
video. He didn't know he was in it.
He was in like, yeah, he was on like a videotape or something.
Okay. So that answers that, yeah.
Yes.
So.
More apes coming.
More apes. Also, the Batman is getting rewritten from scratch.
Yeah, so all that.
Does Ben Affleck? Do you think Ben Affleck gets hurt by that? Because he wrote it.
He
right?
wrote with yeah, Geoff Johns.
Do you think that hurts his feelings?
Or
do you think he's relieved?
He's relieved. He wants to get like he doesn't want any attachment to it
besides
Batman. Being the guy. And there's still rumors he wants to get out of it if he could.
Yeah.
So like I think he just wants to be done with it if he can.
How do they play that? Let's say he somehow negotiates out of the contract. How do they play it from here on? They look for even older?
Yeah, I see.
And they say this
what I would really like is what you do is you do Batman Beyond. You bring back like Michael Keaton as old Bruce Wayne. Okay. That's what I do.
No George Clooney.
Even him. I'd be fine with any of the other... I mean, you could find somebody else too.
How about like, even older?
At like Adam West. That'd be even funny.
That'd be weird. Yeah, but the thing is like... That's the problem, though, is it's a different tone of Batman completely
yeah.
when you go to Adam West.
Yeah, I can't see him acting as like
a serious, a
stern,
gruff,
yeah.
gruff, yeah, like war.
It'd be funny to see him try to do that.
It would be, yeah, but then I don't think that.
But
I don't think
they're not going for funny.
Going for funny, yeah.
But you could definitely see Michael Keaton doing like a older, like dying Bruce Wayne who has to mentor Terry McGinnis. I could see that.
Yeah. 16, how old do we go for Terry McGinnis?
Oh, it's 20, 20s.
20s?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't in Batman Beyond, was
it?
Was
like, high school.
High school, like 17?
You could do that, too.
That'd be weird, man. Could you imagine? Because then,
yeah.
It then with like Infinity War being potentially the last movie for Robert Downey Jr.,
mm-hmm.
we're getting into like a really young superhero world.
Yeah. True, because we got...
Because we have like the Flash is young. We have
Tom Holland, Spider-Man.
Tom Holland, Spider-Man. I would say even Elizabeth Olsen. She's like one of the older, quote-unquote, then.
Yeah, at
weird
that point.
World we live in.
Because there's a lot of old.
Because how old is, what's his name? Anthony Mackie.
I don't know.
I don't think he's that old.
30s? Mid-30s? I don't think he's that old. I don't think anybody's that old except like Robert Downey.
38.
How old's Chris Evans? He's probably 30s too.
He's younger. Yeah, he's 30s, but he's 1981, so.
Okay.
35. And he was like supposed to be done.
Yeah. Like, he was going to be gone, like, after... When was that all that stuff? Probably after, like, Avengers 2 or something. All that news was coming out where he's, like...
Yeah.
Trying to get out. He's like, I want to be a director
or something. I want to be a director. And I think he directed one movie. And he's
now
like,
he's like,
he's like, I want to be Captain America until I die.
Yeah. He's like, I love you guys.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. Is people think... I think it's tough for all those guys because they... Part of them thinks that superhero movies aren't taken seriously, which they aren't for a lot of it.
They don't get any.
But
well, it's like Marvel Studios has Suicide Squad has an Oscar.
Yeah.
Marvel Studios, I don't think, has any.
Which is crazy.
Which you would think of visual effects at some point they would get.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, something. A lot of their, like, Suicide Squad was stylistically.
Yeah.
Like, visually affected.
I get that, but, like, yeah, Marvel's pretty, they stay within the same realm.
Yeah.
Only, like, something like Guardians or Doctor Strange could get you, but they're still. Yeah.
Maybe Guardians 2, dude.
Yeah, it's possible. So, you never know what those.
But it is surprising that Guardians 1, you'd think Guardians 1 would have won something.
Yeah, like makeup. Like
makeup or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Costume design.
Yeah, exactly, because it's pretty, it's got there, such man. A unique look to it. Maybe Thor will get some.
Yeah, costume design, dude, all this stuff is crazy.
Yeah, so there's still a chance, but I don't. They seem to like see those DC. Oh, they got it. Like they see like Zack Snyder, and they say, "Oh, he's more stylish. Like it's more art, I guess." I don't know what they call
it. It's very Tim Burton to me.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Same, like Tim Burton, it looks funky and stuff. It's like it's weird. It's like artistic. These are just like cookie cutter. So. It's like, no, it's not. If you could do what Marvel was doing, like, everyone would do it.
Yeah.
Like, they wouldn't. Like, I don't think DC. Like, if DC could do what Marvel's doing, I think they'd do it. I don't think they're, like, they're in the business of making money. I don't think they're, like, going it for, oh, Zack Snyder art, whatever.
So, yeah. And then Joe Manganiello is unsure of Deathstroke, if he's still going to be Deathstroke, because.
Yeah,
because rewrites and delayed and everything. So
yeah, so it's all up in the air. But I wonder if you like sign a contract and then like, I wonder how that works.
Yeah, but that contract probably has some.
Yeah, it's always like well, options. But, like we don't have to pick you up in movies or
not just that, but like who knows if he has other obligations then if he.
Yeah, good point. He could drop out himself. He's like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do it.
Yeah. Because it's not like he's going to be like, well, I'm supposed to be Deathstroke.
Yeah, I'm going to wait around for you guys forever.
But then again, he has that Sofia Vergara. Like, they're still married, right?
Yeah. So, they got plenty of money. He's got time to wait,
family money.
To wait around. Be like, oh, syndication, man.
Yeah.
Is that ever not going to be a thing? Well, you'll sell it to, like, streaming services, though, right? You get paid for that? I wonder if actually, you got to put that in the contracts now, right? It's like, if it goes on Netflix, you got to give me some money or something.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be like, there'll be a day where... They're not just showing reruns on TV. It's going to be different.
I can't imagine that day ever existing, though. Like, you're telling me there's going to be a day where TBS is like, hey, you know what? We can't make any more money, so like...
Not as many people are going to be subscribed, though.
But people find comfort in that. Like, of just like you were saying yourself, like, I wish I could go on Netflix and just watch a random thing.
Yeah. I mean, I like it, too, but I feel like it's only because I grew up with it. I feel like kids today, that's a foreign thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense to them. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
you're going to watch an old show, and you're not going to know what it is, and you're going to have to, like, base your watching choice based on what time it is?
Yeah. I really think that's just a generation. I guess as long as we're there and our generation keeps going, it'll still exist.
Because I read...
But eventually, it'll be like, wait, like, you're going to turn on the television, not know what you're going to watch, and just search around. Like,
and hope that something that you want to watch you're is on TV.
Start watching it in the middle of it.
Like, I'm starting to become like that, though. Like, my dad yesterday, I'm pretty sure he put on two television channels in a row that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
And he chose those two in a row.
Yeah.
He put on some weird channel.
There's a lot of channels out there that you never
think and then
of.
He put on like American Armed Forces History Channel.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell are we watching? Like,
yeah.
It was weird, man.
Yeah.
But I read this week that I think it was 85% of children in Netflix only houses do not know what an advertisement is.
What about like maybe they don't watch YouTube either? They don't know what like an ad is. That's weird.
Well, I think that. Well, that's why I think it's 85. That's what those 15% is.
How do they know what to get for Christmas?
That's a crazy. That's what I realized though with my niece and nephew because they were.
It's always what's on TV.
They were YouTube only, and then eventually they went to TV.
Mm-hmm.
And when commercials are on for my nephew, it is horrible.
Yeah,
he's just like,
They want everything.
Can I get this? Can you buy this for me?
Yeah, I feel like that's a big driving force of toys.
Do they have it at Target? And I'm like, dog, like, how do you know all this stuff? Like,
yeah.
I was like, no, you can't get any of this stuff. Like, this is weird. Like, I don't know. It's like weird toys and stuff. And
I'm
like,
you don't want this.
I was like, there's a problem when you want everything in a commercial break. Like, when I was a kid, you knew that, like, for most of the time, you're not going to see something you want.
Yeah, you can't find this stuff.
No, well, not just that. Whoa.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Cut out for a second. I don't know if it actually cut out, but...
Most of the time, you're going to know that it's just not desirable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be like, it's just trash. Yeah. Like, they advertise trash.
There's a reason it's on TV, because you can get...
Especially the stuff that you have to call in for. That's the thing when
you're a kid, though. You don't know what you want, and you say you want it, and then but you may forget about it, or whatever.
Like, remember that sand that used to be all put underwater and sculpt underwater?
Yeah.
But then you lift it out of water, and it's dry again?
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they only advertised that on TV, and it wasn't available at Toys R Us. That's all I'm saying.
But now, nowadays, you can just, you can find it.
Because it's on Amazon. Yeah. Get it in 2 days.
It's easy to get it.
So, yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's just weird putting your, our perspective's completely different. Like, we're just from a different era now.
Well, and then the crazy thing is for my nephew, because my nephew's like 4,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, can you get me this toy? Like, so he'll watch an episode of like Mickey Mouse, mm-hmm. Roadster Racers. That's his favorite. That's his jam right now. Mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse and his friends are driving cars, which I can't knock because
I mean it's racers. Come on, that's great stuff.
Wacky racers in a different costume,
yeah,
pretty much. And he's like, "Can you get me the Mickey Mouse toy from this episode?" And I have to tell him that does not exist. Like, I'm like, they don't make toys for every episode. Like it, they do almost.
Yeah, yeah. That's
if
the problem.
Disney could. That's they the problem would. With
how much stuff exists.
Yeah,
it's really like
so. I have to
somebody wait. Somewhere may like you can literally like pick out scenes from stuff, and there's toys of it. It's,
yeah,
it's crazy.
But then, like at the same time, like just, they don't have like the gorilla from Roadster Racers as a toy.
Yeah,
because like but, that's a very
but
small
that must
thing.
Be crazy to be a kid, and that's how your mind works. You're like the internet's available. There's so many people making stuff. They must make everything of everything.
Yeah,
there's a way to find something.
Like, if Disney met my nephew, they would just see dollar signs in their eyes because they're like, he wants everything.
Yeah.
And my sister buys it. Like,
uh-huh.
But it's just like crazy because I'm like, yo, like that's, I'm like, you know what? Like, they don't have that. He's like, and then especially with cars, he's like, he's very like film accurate. He's like, you know, he's clearly my nephew.
Yeah.
He's like, can you get me the Lightning McQueen? But this one has silver wheels. I want gold wheels. So my sister painted the wheels on his Hot Wheels. And I'm like, dude. I'm like, I thought my mom did a lot mm-hmm. for us. But I don't think my mom ever painted the wheels on my Hot Wheels.
It's pretty. It's going above and beyond right
to
there.
To make it film accurate. Like,
it's pretty cool.
I want to get him on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
To see, like, so what do you think about the Batman?
Because I like to see, yeah. Different perspectives. Especially
I think my
like
niece would be interesting on the podcast. My nephew wouldn't be very interesting on the podcast. But my niece would be fascinating
ours
on the podcast.
Ours is not a visual format, so he can't.
Yeah, he'd be very.
He can't
confused.
Tell us. He's like, wait, what? I can't even see the Batman. I'll tell you if he's got some cool car.
Be like, what Batman screen. Movie do you want? And he's like, Batman fighting Wonder Woman. And I'm like, you can't do that. Like,
well, nowadays you can do whatever, I guess.
Could you think you could do a movie where Batman beats up a woman?
I mean, he punched Harley Quinn in the face. Come on.
That's true.
That happened in a movie.
I thought that was going to be more controversial than it was.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
It's not a big deal.
They're
superhero. They got, well, they don't have, neither of them have powers, but.
What would it take for.
If you're a crazy person.
You're allowed to beat the mentally abused, like mentally ill, is what you're saying?
That makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's brainwashed.
True, but she. But I don't know how that origin works. She was like in a vat of chemicals. Does that do anything? Or is that just like
no? Because she's pretty brainwashed before that too.
Yeah,
like that's true. Love.
And she's abused. I mean, in some of the deleted scenes.
Yeah, I think she was raped.
Probably.
I still say when they hold her down and then they cut to another scene.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what they were gonna do to that.
They're like, we're trying to not make this rated R.
Was Suicide Squad not rated R?
No, it was PG-13.
Holy
isn't that crazy?
Shit. That's unbelievable.
I don't know if they have an R rated cut. I feel like they have to, right?
Like, yeah, it's the cut that we saw. How is that not rated
it's
R?
It's not rated R. They should have made that movie rated R the whole time. Like, they should have tried harder and made it even more, like, crazier. But, like,
That's
it.
Insane.
Was not rated R. No, it's PG-13.
You see a guy get like you see like the worst stuff happen to people.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Doesn't matter though.
In the rated R cut, you would have seen her get raped.
Probably. They go dark.
Yeah.
They go dark.
You would have, they wouldn't have cut away that scene.
No. That's very.
She like does like a striptease.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Oh my god.
PG-13. That's what it is now.
That's.
As long as you don't say the F word like 3 times.
No, because even that is loosening up.
Is it?
Yeah, because I think you can get away with saying it twice as long as it's not, as you're not, as long as you're not saying like the sexual act or something. It's like weird, man.
Yeah,
like,
I don't get those rules.
You're even allowed to do that on TV if it's a live thing.
I don't even know what those things are based on. Like, there's no way they're based on studies of like anything.
No.
They're just like. Like, they're like, oh, we're just moving towards this way. Like, our society is gradually moving.
I like to think that it's someone in a room, and they have, like, a really hip pastor who's just like, you know, if Jesus was around, if they wrote the Bible today, they would have at least 2 F-words in it that weren't the sexual act. And the guy's like, okay, that's the rule. Like,
there we go. Boom.
Boom. Let's do it.
Or what if they get influenced by, like, TV? They're like, oh, TV. Oh, cable. They said this now. Or those are 2 different organizations, right?
Yeah, like the MPAA and the FCC.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, on TV he said that, so like, maybe in the movies we could let it go. Or, more people watching Netflix, this show says this, it's very popular.
I think
people,
the TV would have to control it, because I think that's a big moneymaker for movies, is playing on TV.
On TV, the TV cut, yeah. But they like, do that with every, like, they somehow put Wolf of Wall Street on like, regular TV.
Which is crazy.
It's like, how does that make any sense?
I forgot what movie was playing yesterday on FX. I'm like, holy crap, like this movie, like of all movies, like yeah. This should not be playing on TV.
It's like, how does that work?
I'm like, that's why Netflix exists.
Yeah.
That's why I'm surprised that Netflix doesn't have like straight up porn.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, because you would.
Not like straight up porn, but like something close.
Yeah, because they got no regulation.
Why not? What? Who's going to be like, you know what?
Like, maybe they do. It's hidden like other things. It's like, oh, we just hide it in this place.
It's funny because we were me and one of a few of our friends who are like in the entertainment industry. One of them said, like, I'm surprised that Netflix doesn't exist for porn. And I'm like, why would it? It doesn't need to.
Isn't that like the internet?
Yeah, like now every quote unquote porn site is a streaming site. Like, it's not like it used to be, like where you have to download it or like buy it. You can just go to any of those websites and stream it for free.
Yeah, it's like,
which is crazy to me. That's even crazier.
That is weird. I don't know how the internet doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, obviously, the internet was put out there, and someone didn't think of it through. Because no. if they could redo the internet, you would be paying for like
everything.
Yeah, like that's why we can't get to that day where like the internet becomes one of those things they can like totally control. Because that would just be insane to go backwards.
Yeah, it's crazy.
On something like that.
Well, that's what this guy's trying to do, the head of the FCC.
I know. That's why it seems nuts, though. It's like, you got to be like Netflix and like, streaming music stuff. You got to embrace it and find a way to do it that just makes it, you make something even easier for people and they'll pay you a little bit for it. Like, that's the way to go.
That's why I think it was Tidal. Someone got pissed at Tidal this week because Tidal started showing advertisements.
Yeah.
Even if you're a paying user.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, that's why Netflix going to like commercials. It's like, no. Like,
yeah.
You started us with none of it. You adding like, it. Like, even
you,
though it's
like, what
it's,
do you think we're paying you for? Like,
yeah.
We're paying you for ease of service.
Exactly. Like, up us maybe $1 more a month. Okay. Like, once in a while, but don't be giving me advertisements.
That's why Hulu didn't make sense for a long time.
That's why, like, you hear, like, Windows is starting to do like ads in there.
Well, it's advertisements for their other services, like OneDrive and
but
stuff.
It's like in a file
it's
browser.
They're not advertising OneDrive, which is like their cloud service.
I know, but it's doing.
But you can turn it off, but it's.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
But still, like.
I don't use Windows 10 that often, and then I saw it this week.
Yeah.
Because I run my media server off a Windows 10 machine.
Uh huh.
And I was like, what the hell is this?
I know.
But luckily, I'm like a big tech guy. So I saw the article. No, I saw the article the day before I saw it. So it's like, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But if I was like a grandpa in the Midwest.
Exactly.
I would be super confused and I'd probably be very angry.
And you'd be like, maybe I have to buy this or something. Like, maybe you're thinking certain things. Like, I don't like when something is the way it's been and there's like seems to be no warning and they just do stuff because they can, it just seems that those stuff really bugs me.
Yeah,
like if you start off like I guess that was like that for YouTube. YouTube didn't always have ads, right?
No.
So YouTube was like that, I guess, but Google acquired it.
Well, that's why, that's the order things go in usually, is like free service, true. No
like
ads.
Like Facebook, same thing.
Yeah, it's like free service, no ads.
Yeah.
To free service with ads, to free service with ads, with paid tier with no ads, to paid service with ads. Like,
yeah,
that is the natural
that
order.
That is
of
how
things.
It works.
So it's like.
But there it feels like there's almost a statue of limitation, like where it feels like it's been so long. That would really annoy. Like the longer they
where
do without
has,
doing that, like Netflix,
be,
the well, it's been so long.
Yeah.
That the moment they do it, I feel like you get more. The longer you wait, to actually put an ad, is you're just like, I'm getting angrier and angrier.
If the day came where they were like, we need to either put ads in or people need to start paying more, which one would? Because they did up the price.
Yeah. Like I feel like most people would want to up it more.
But the thing is, we're comparing Netflix to
or
other
give an
services.
Option.
Yeah, but we're comparing Netflix to services where Netflix is profitable.
Yeah.
A lot of the other services we're talking about are not
Yeah, that's the
like
other
Twitter,
thing. Netflix,
not profitable.
We know
Snapchat, not profitable.
We know Netflix making a ton of money.
Yeah.
So, come on. Like, don't give us ads. Like, maybe you guys are failing. We can see your numbers, and then you're not doing it. You're, like, struggling. Or, like, not doing as good. I mean, struggling to them is, like, not increasing their...
Not increasing profits.
Yeah.
It's failing.
But at this moment, you see that's not happening, and they got... tons of money they're throwing it at crap like Adam Sandler and Will Smith and, movies and stuff.
Yeah,
then you're like, you can't do it. Like if you do it now, it's, I mean, it's not like you're gonna do anything about it, but it's just like,
wait, did you say Will Smith movies?
Yeah, he's making that, he has that one.
Looks, doesn't look bad.
No, nah, it could be good.
It could be good.
It's just a
but
funny concept because he's
and
like
it's
a
lot of money.
Or yeah, I'm just saying they gave him like $20 million or whatever, just a absurd amount of money. But I just know they're running in the money, so it's like. You're going to give me an ad now?
No, but at the same time, like, I think subscriber numbers are dwindling.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I thought they've still been increasing.
I don't think so.
Could be wrong.
But they are spending more and more money every year on content, which is what they have to do.
Yeah.
Because now competition is there.
Yeah. Now Amazon is growing.
And Amazon's...
they're all growing. In
kind of, like, Amazon service is free.
With Prime, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a service they added onto a Prime membership, and that Prime membership price didn't go up like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's been $100.
That's the other thing. If Amazon can ever crack the thing where they have good, like, they're able to do it, a lot of people already have Prime. They don't even have to do anything.
Yeah. Well, Amazon, I think they started offering their video service standalone as well.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
I think it's like $5 a month or something. Which, again, is a bargain. For, like,
that's why it's always strange to see the price structure. Like, you'll get Netflix for...
I think it's $10.99 a month now.
Yeah. But, like, you get HBO, it's like 15 or 10 or something?
It's 15, but that's because their service is 15. Like, if you're buying it on a cable box, it's also $15.
Oh, okay. So they,
like,
kind of have to stay.
They have to stay at that price. And that's because it's always been that price.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense then.
But then you go to, like, CISO, which is, like, again, very niche.
Mm-hmm.
Service, and I think it's $3.99 a month, but that's because it's backed by NBC Universal.
Yeah,
and it's just like additional money. Like
factors.
They already probably have the rights for all these shows.
Yeah,
and buying some of these other shows are probably really cheap for them, so they're like, "Why not? We'll pay you, like, just pay $3.99."
Yeah,
and it's almost like an afterthought. But then there's other services like Shudder.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $5 a month, I think, or $45 a year, and that's just horror. But then again, a lot of that stuff, now it's standing, in my opinion, Shudder is a very good service because they have a ton of exclusives.
Yeah.
If you're into horror movies and you like Netflix, I think Shudder is a great service to get as well because they have so many exclusives and it's like a lot of weird horror movies. They either get it first or they're the only people to get it. And then like same thing with like Boomerang is coming out. It's a service from a giant company. Because I think Shudder is from AMC, and there's other companies like Fandor, and there's quite a few. I went on like a binge of just like subscribing to all these streaming services because I was like, well, this one has a Criterion Collection, and then it's like Netflix is doing really well because that's their core product. Where for a lot of these other companies,
it's just a part of it.
Yeah. So like if Disney were to, there's a reason Disney didn't do it. It's like, Like, we can make money without having to do it. And they made money through Netflix without having to do it. They made money through Hulu without having to, like, directly set assets to do it.
Yeah. Like, it's just the market is so, like, Netflix has such a head start now.
Yeah.
That to catch up.
Because even...
It could happen. It's just, it'll take time.
It'll take a lot of time and and a lot of money because Netflix, there's a lot of other streaming services. I forgot what one was. There was one the other day where their output as a stream wasn't good. Does that make sense? Like
Netflix?
No, it wasn't Netflix. Oh. It was another service.
Okay.
So like the quality just wasn't good where it doesn't matter if it wasn't dependent on your internet.
Mm-hmm.
It was every pipeline along the way. Because like Netflix pays a lot of money to those companies as well.
Theirs always seems the best. I still don't know how.
Because they pay a lot of money for the servers. They have like a ton of servers around the world. So no matter where you are,
you can
stream it and found get a way. Really high quality.
Yeah, they found a way.
Let's keep on going.
Yeah, let's move on.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Michael Rosenbaum has been added as a key character. Him and Sylvester Stallone are both going to be key characters.
Yes, he was Lex Luthor in Smallville.
Yeah.
So I think he's my favorite live-action Lex Luthor, actually.
He just started doing a stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Bobby.
I haven't seen him in anything.
He was just on Bobby Lee's podcast.
Mm.
And it was very interesting to hear. Because I guess him and Bobby Lee are good friends.
Okay.
And then he's like, oh, how about you do stand up and open for me in Irvine? Like, I was catching up on Bobby Lee's podcast.
Yeah.
Bobby Lee was in Irvine like a few weeks, or I think it was back in December.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up canceling, but I guess now he's going to be doing stand up in Irvine or something, like again at the improv.
Interesting.
And you're like, holy crap, man.
Huh.
It's like weird.
Who knew?
And then, so him and Sylvester Stallone are two key characters who I think are brothers or something like that.
I'm not sure. Like, I know their roles are related, though.
Yeah.
And they, like, have a crucial point to the plot or something?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know what that means, but a lot of mystery in this Guardians movie.
And I think him and James Gunn are supposed to be, like, friends from a long time ago.
Yeah, I think they did a project together or something.
So that'll be interesting to see.
So, yeah, it's cool.
It's cool that we're still always getting news.
I know. James Gunn, he likes to talk, that James Gunn.
Well, it happens when he's promoting Belko experiment, I think.
Yeah, that's true, too. Anytime they're doing another movie, that's why they jump on all the Kong Skull Island Marvel people. They're like, now you're going to talk to us because you're trying to promote something.
Yeah. And then Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, James Gunn says it's happening for sure, but he previously said he probably won't direct it, and he's still not sure about that. So.
Yeah. So I think it was like... Yeah, it's not like a 100% definite, but it's like obviously it'll probably happen. Like it'll exist. Like hasn't confirmed.
Marvel says it. Yeah, Marvel hasn't confirmed it, but he's saying that like it's based on what's happening in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and the Guardians' role in
Infinity
Wars. It's it needs to happen. Like
obviously makes sense. So.
Yeah, because I guess in Infinity War they don't have like a huge part. But they have a crucial part.
Yeah. I wonder if they're in the second one.
That's interesting. I don't know.
Well, we don't know how it shakes out, so. Yeah, like, I wonder, because this will probably be a long break. Like, he'll have more time to think about it, because I couldn't see 3 coming out until maybe, I don't know.
2021?
Yeah, 2021. I guess it depends if they're in part 2 or
well,
or
what
not.
He said in his statement on, he's like, because they're like, are you going to direct? And he's like, it depends on what I decide I want to do for the next 3 years of my life.
Yeah. I mean, his comments now seem more optimistic than they did like a year or so
ago. Yeah, where he's like, I'm not doing a third one. He's like, I don't want to be a sequel director.
Exactly. So we're trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
So like.
And it also depends on how well Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 does.
And I think it's how Guardians... do in Infinity War, like, how do those characters do when James Gunn's not attached? Like, I assume they'll work fine, but it's like,
he has the secret Infinity sauce. War seems like they're, all those directors are going to be, like, all
collabing,
the directors are going to be on set.
You're right, like John Favreau.
Yeah, they're all seeing how things shake out.
They know how all those guys work, and they're going to be like, no, dude, works for them, and this works, and makes sense.
So, yeah, the most interesting news this week to me was... Sony announced a Venom movie coming out next year on October 5th, 2018. Reports originally said that it was going to be directed by Alex Kurtzman, but that's not right because Alex Kurtzman was connected with the original Venom movie, not with this one. Mm-hmm. It's going to be written by Scott Rosenberg and Jeff Pinkner, but it will be separated from the Spider-Man universe that we know from Marvel.
This is like one of the dumbest things.
Yeah. Ever.
How do you do... I don't know. Sony probably doesn't know. Like, Venom is only Venom because of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, he only gets the powers of... He's very similar to Spider-Man because he...
He was a part of Spider-Man.
He took over Spider-Man, and he got the powers from that. He doesn't just have them.
So I thinking in a world...
I know. They don't know.
Superhero movie origins can't change.
You're right. But, like, I don't understand.
Like, what would this movie be without Spider-Man is my question.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it. I'm trying to picture something
like,
in my head.
Are we just going to see, like, a giant alien, a black alien, just, like, wreak havoc for 2 hours?
Yeah, is it going to be like, and is it going to be Venom Eddie Brock? Is it going to be still like that character?
Yeah.
Or is it just going to be a creature? Do you hear the weird theory? The life theory?
No.
There's a weird theory that in the movie Life.
It's like a prequel.
It's like a prequel. It's based off something stupid that there's one shot in Life that's the exact same footage from Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I saw that. I think in Life they edited out the flip phone.
Yeah.
Because the guy was on the flip phone, so that was really weird.
That is really weird.
I just saw the used footage thing because like that happens quite all a few times in Hollywood, especially in trailers.
Like, it was very flimsy, but it was just funny because it's like, oh, what if that's Venom? But
I wouldn't be surprised. Would you?
No, because I think Sony's dumb and stupid.
Yeah, and they're like, hey, people are actually looking like they're gonna like this movie. Let's use that to launch a property we do love.
What helps her if the Spider-Man movie does well? Does that help with these other weird movie like as far as I don't want them to make this Venom movie, like, am I by supporting this other one, like, if they make a ton of money from this one, are they gonna be like, oh, Marvel, we'll just team up with you for everything? Or is it gonna be like, oh, we're good, like, we'll do these other things too and hope people get a tenuous connection and like us or something? I don't know.
I can't imagine a world exists where this movie helps Marvel, like, helps the Marvel Sony relationship.
Yeah,
if this movie comes out and it does well, Sony's going to be like, peace, Marvel, we can do it on our own. If this movie does poorly, Marvel's going to be like, what were you thinking?
Yeah, you are only hurting us. You're only hurting your Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just awful. Like, what are they doing?
I don't know.
You don't need to do this. Like, Marvel will, as long as, like, you just don't know what they're saying, but I got to imagine Marvel's willing to help you along. It's like, just give him... We'll start giving you people, like, you get Captain America next movie, like, you'll get these people and then it'll help your movie, we'll make you money.
Yeah,
it's just like, it's like, no, we want it all, we want that, we want this animated movie, we want, like,
it's crazy.
It's just like, it's not gonna happen for you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Speaking of animated Spider-Man, Aquaman has been pushed back, the release has been pushed back 2 months to December 21st. And that is the same date the animated Spider-Man movie comes out.
It's like everybody's trying to jump on this Christmas. And once Star Wars evades this month, they're trying to jump in on that territory, it looks like. Because this is I think that's the year the Han Solo comes out in May or whatever. So there's no
Star Wars.
The Christmas tradition of Star Wars that started last year.
2 years ago. Yeah.
2 years ago now?
Yeah, because last year was Rogue One.
Yeah, 2 years ago now is ending.
Yeah.
So, but that's a weird little matchup.
Yeah. TV news.
Legion has been renewed for a second season.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Very popular and makes no sense. Like, the show itself makes no sense. So
that's why it's cool.
They need a season 2.
Oh, and Patrick Stewart said, like, they were on, like, the talk show, and he's like, oh.
I would love to, like, reprise my character on that show.
Yeah, I would love that. That'd be awesome.
You know he smokes weed every day?
I did read that this week. Yeah.
Have you followed him on Instagram?
His dog?
Yeah, he's like fostering a pit bull,
yeah. Same as my dog.
Yeah, and I was like,
oh, that's a pit bull. Maybe, is that a common pit bull name? I don't know.
I think for that color, it must be a common name. But yeah. I love those videos. Like,
yeah.
No matter how bad your day is, you watch that video, because he posts like 2 a day.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, it was amazing.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart is like the most awesome guy.
After watching Logan, that whole like weed comment made a lot of sense. That first scene with Patrick Stewart, you're like, okay,
Oh, yeah. He really got into the moment.
Yeah. Moving on to Star Wars news. Star Wars The Last Jedi news. There's a conversation about a certain character returning. Did you read this?
I did read this.
So should we say it, or is it?
Probably not. But, I mean, I don't think it's huge. Like, it could be, and we don't know if it's true. I don't know. It's up to you.
Okay.
I don't think, I read it, I wasn't really disappointed.
Yeah. So a certain person who had connections to the previous six movies, like the first six movies.
Yes.
Was interviewed, and the person says, "I feel like I'm a prisoner at war here, and I can only give you my name, rank, and serial number. To be true to the people who ask me, and they are kind of my family, I have to say I've been asked not to talk about it. I love blank. I would be happy to talk to you about it at the time they let me." So people are speculating that this person is going to return in some form in the next Star Wars movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like all this. There's so much uncertainty with these Star Wars movies.
It's weird.
It is weird. It's like weird, like literally nothing.
It's like something that I feel like we all know so well.
Yeah,
yet exactly. We know nothing about it.
Yes, because I feel like we would know something at this point. Because it is. Well, because the Force Awakens, we got like a whole year before the movie came out. We got that little trailer or whatever.
Yeah.
Thing.
We don't know anything right now.
Yeah, now we know nothing. Where Force Awakens, we do nothing, but we had more than we do now at this point.
We had an idea that like a black person's going to be in the movie and a female's going to lead the movie. And
it's true.
We have BB-8. I guess
we know more in the sense that we saw The Force Awakens, so we know.
Well, no, I mean like we knew at a year before The Force Awakens came out, we knew all that information.
True.
Where right now we know very little. We know that
we know it's
Luke Skywalker says start, like, "Who are you?" or something like that.
It's going to start where we left off the other movie.
And there's no opening crawl,
right? That's weird.
And we know that Princess Leia is not going to be in. They're not going to CG her.
I just don't understand. I understand the no opening crawl, but it doesn't make sense. I can't. Yeah. I don't see it. I don't know. I know they did with Rogue One, but.
But apparently Rogue One had an opening crawl that wasn't in the script or anything. Like they made one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so speaking of Rogue One, Gareth Edwards shared an interesting story. He said, "We had about 2 weeks left, and Kathy Kennedy went around her house, and everyone was waiting to hear. Kathy said she showed it to her, and Carrie Fisher thought it was footage. She didn't realize it was CGI. She thought we had some footage. She didn't remember the take and thought we had manipulated a take from the original film, but they had told her it was all computer-generated, and she was really impressed. We were all just so pleased she approved it." And that was, obviously, he talked about this after Carrie Fisher's death.
Yeah.
It's like last week.
I wonder if that scene was late, like, because you know the story, it's not too late to spoil.
No, the Darth Rogue Vader thing.
Yeah, the Darth Vader thing was last minute.
Literally like last minute. So I think that whole scene
the
was
Leia
last minute.
Had to be too, right?
Yeah, because it said we had about 2 weeks left.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it said. Okay. Yeah. Because that scene doesn't make sense without this scene. So.
Yeah. Well, no.
Wouldn't it be weird?
No, that would have been.
Wouldn't it be
They could
weird,
have done though? It without that scene where there could have been a scene where they just give Princess Leia the.
That's true.
And we just don't see Darth Vader go through.
Wouldn't it be weird though if we saw that middle scene with Darth Vader, but not that end scene? I feel like either go no Darth Vader there, or you do both those things.
What they're saying is like the Darth Vader going on a rampage.
I know, but that middle scene was still going to exist.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
But that would have been like.
He's like, choke on your aspirations. Like,
I know, that's so what I'm saying. Weird. Like, yeah. That scene is like, people are saying we could have done without that scene entirely. It's like, if you have that end scene, you could do without that scene entirely.
But the fact that end scene was last minute.
Yeah, like, I like seeing.
I think there must have been.
The fire.
I think there must have been the scene where we see Princess Leia.
I guess.
Get the transmission.
Yeah.
But we just don't see all the people dying along the way.
Yeah.
Which really ramped up that scene.
It really did.
Like a 5 out of 10 to like a.
Oh,
10
yeah.
out of 10.
That was insane.
So.
Oh, that's the best.
Because he's like the door closing and he's like freaking out.
Yeah.
Some of that. Like, it was great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that scene is still amazing.
So, yeah. And then another interesting fact. Scarif came from a Starbucks cup name of Gareth Edwards. Like, so he went to go order Starbucks. She asked, the barista asked his name. I shouldn't say she. We don't know the gender of the barista. Gareth asked for the name. He said Gareth. The person wrote down Scarif on his cup.
That is funny.
And that's where the planet came from.
That is weird how they come up with names.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But I did remember, I think the article I read did say it was a female, so.
Okay.
I'm not being
lost. Ah, there you go.
So I'm not being.
So you should have smiled.
Yeah.
It's a weird. And she, there was a barista, and it was a female.
Yeah. Well, I think it was just like offhand where it's like the barista wrote down, or she wrote down his name wrong or something like that. So I said she.
Maybe the writer was biased.
Yeah, maybe.
I said barista, but she, and he said she. So.
To be fair, baristas, no matter what gender they are, write down weird names for me.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
It's weird, honestly, how weird they can write Drew, even because I don't give them my real name. I give them my Starbucks name.
Yeah.
It's my white name, Drew. And then they still write like D-R-U or like, bro, I've seen some weird like names.
I'm
like,
people spelling, man.
Yeah.
It's funny.
On Netflix today, El Rimplazante, season 1 through 2. 1 and 2. So, yeah. Come back tomorrow for the leftovers. We have a lot of stuff for you tomorrow. So.
Yes. This is it seems to be we're in the meaty part of the news season of movies.
Yeah.
Because everything's like, I guess because we're about a year and a little bit from next summer, I guess. That's why we're getting news. And I feel like you get news when you're like a year away from stuff, maybe. I don't know.
Well, yeah, because a lot of stuff is going into production.
Yeah. So they're starting to make a lot of stuff now.
Yeah. So.
And then the combination of you're making a lot of stuff and a lot of stuff is coming out.
Yeah.
So it's that sweet spot.
And a lot of things are up for renewal. Like a lot of things got renewed.
Yeah, that's also the TV side of it as well.
So yeah, come back tomorrow for that. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.